On this episode of the Nashville Podcast, we're going to be discussing Christmas lights. Specifically, what do we do as far as putting them up? Where can you go look at that, as well as other Christmas activities? And hey, let's talk about the light of Christmas, which is Christ Himself.
This is the Nashville Podcast, brought to you by the guys of Leftover Lunch.
We're from here. We all have families, we follow Jesus, and we have fun. We want this to be evident in all that we do.
And as the Nashville Podcast, we're here to bring relevant content for those of you who are in and around the area, as well as help spread the Southern culture to those who aren't blessed to call Tennessee home.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us this time. If you're listening to this, we want to say thank you for your time, and we want to be able of service to you, providing hopefully some entertainment, but definitely some information later on. What we're going to be discussing, as mentioned in the intro, is Christmas lights. So what do you guys do for Christmas lights with your household?
You want me to go first?
Yeah. I rent, so I can't offer much here.
The answer to that question is nothing.
So you're just like a minimalist as far as no lights whatsoever?
Yes.
Not even a candle in the window?
Maybe that.
What about a candle in the wind?
Well, it seems to me. No.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll put up a tree and it'll be in a window, so you'll be able to see it.
That counts, right?
I mean, there's lights on the tree, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There you go. Christmas lights.
Okay.
We're in the process of, you know, possibly moving in 2018. So mm-hmm. I think once we move and kind of get settled into the new place, probably next year, we may do a little something. But no, right now, I'm not that into it. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're not a Clark Griswold.
No.
That's his name, right?
That's his name. Yeah.
Okay.
Clark Griswold.
I'm just not. I never have been. And maybe we'll get around to this a bit later, but I mean, we didn't, when I was a kid, we didn't do it, you know, and so, like, my parents didn't put lights up, and so I'm just not that into it.
Well, yeah, let's go and get into that now, as far as, like, is the tradition of that, because I'm sure that's part of the feeling, if you will, of Christmas. People remember those traditions that they had.
What about you?
Yeah.
Clark and I don't do anything. What about you?
I mean, we do a Christmas tree, and that's all we do.
Yeah. Okay, you do Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's not up before, like, Halloween, is it?
Well, no, it wasn't. But okay. My daughter came when I opened up the door. What was it?
Oh, was it up
like
before
the Thursday?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the Thursday before Thanksgiving. Thursday before Thanksgiving.
See,
I opened up the door, and my daughter was jumping up and down with sheer joy for me to get the Christmas tree out of the attic.
Nah, you gotta wait till after Thanksgiving.
She
man.
Was definitely persuaded by her mother, though. So, but well, I got it just to make her happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas tree. That's about all we do. I did have to wrap. Ugh, this was awful. I did have to wrap our stairway rail in Christmas lights, too. That took more time than the Christmas
That's
tree.
Christmas lights.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
counts.
Internal, but still.
Yeah, that
counts,
but
I
that
think.
Took more time than the dad-blamed Christmas tree.
I thought you were going to talk about actually wrapping presents.
No, that's not yet.
I'm notoriously bad at wrapping gifts.
I can't do it.
Like, to the point that it's comical to my wife.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
When I really do try.
What is it about, like, why can't we do that?
I have no idea.
I can't do it.
It seems like it should be a rectangle box should be so simple, right?
It is
not to me.
It's,
dude, it's very simple.
And I'm like fairly like I'm a smart guy, but I'm telling you, I cannot figure that out, man. Like, I can't do it.
Listen, I got you guys covered.
Okay, yeah.
I'll
go ahead and say
help
this.
Help you guys out.
I just don't care.
That's
so.
Probably that's,
yeah.
There
what
it is.
That
you
is.
Don't care. That's
no,
why.
That's
see, exactly. My dad cared, and my great uncle, my dad's uncle, he cared too. I was afraid to open my great uncle's Christmas presents. That's how pristine they were. But anyways, like I live up to that expectation.
It was like the iron
pristine.
Edges.
Yeah,
just like.
He definitely used more than just his hands. Like, there was some sort of machine that wrapped those presents.
Yeah,
my wife's really into it, and she's really into trying to find like the coolest, most unique wrapping paper.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know, to where it didn't, where like when we show up, like, it's, you know, which one came from us, you know, because like it's the coolest looking wrapping paper.
You apparently know which one came from Brody too, because it's not very well wrapped.
It's Dollar Tree wrapping paper. Oh, absolutely. It's just like wrapped around there.
Literally. It's going to get thrown in the trash anyways. Why spend money, Kyle?
I said my wife's not doing that. Hey, but it's cool. I mean, she enjoys it though. Like it's something that each year she looks forward to doing that. And it's fun though, because it's fun to see the stuff that she comes up with as far as this wrapping paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I've never seen anything that looks like that ever before.
So what about Christmas lights? Do you wrap your house in Christmas lights, Brody?
I have been, this will be the sixth Christmas that I've been at my abode. I've never once put Christmas lights up. Never once.
Attaboy.
And there's really not that many people. We live in, it's not really a subdivision, it's just a single street. But nobody else really does that much either. So I don't kind of want to be.
The expectation is low already.
Yeah, and so I'm not complaining a bit.
We rent in a little townhome type area. And there are some people that go all out with those blow-ups and everything. There's a blow-up in our little neighborhood that is probably 15 feet tall. It's a big KitchenAid mixer type thing with gingerbread guys on it. It's outrageous. I would never do anything like that.
No.
It's too much money for me. What's that mean? It's like too much. What's that country song?
Too much just ain't enough.
I don't know. Anyways,
I would sing more, but copyright.
But listen, there's other people that do go out on Christmas.
And more power to them.
Yeah.
And you get to enjoy that by driving around and looking at it.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy that. I'm just glad it's not me doing it.
Exactly. That was one of the big traditions while growing up. We never did a lot of decoration at our house. We had, like, candles in the windows. I think we did one or two of the trees outside. We had some evergreen trees. We did those. That's about it. But our big tradition was actually going and driving around looking at the various Christmas lights in town.
Yeah, buddy.
I'd never got into any of it until I started dating my wife. And her family, they do it big with Christmas, and they're really into everything, the lights, just all of it. And so I was kind of a Scrooge, man. And then it was basically, that wasn't an option, once I started hanging around with them. But now I enjoy it. I enjoy getting around and seeing the light shows and stuff like that. And so, well, we got some light shows, right?
We do. You, the listener, we're going to let you know if you're in Nashville, Middle Tennessee area. We're going to let you know as far as specifically what county, what area, what you can do during this Christmas holiday season, and to be able to enjoy, maybe create some new memories with your family, or just have some nostalgia feeling with some of those things. But before we do that, we want to let you know this podcast is being brought to you by Pod Studio One. Pod Studio One is a one-stop podcast development studio located just outside of Nashville. They can help you do all the things it takes to launch your podcast. Develop a theme, create a format, produce artwork, produce music, record and edit audio and video, all the things.
Don't need this studio? No worries. With Pod Studio One, you can record your episode and send it to them. They will edit it, add bumper music, artwork, whatever, and release it into the wild blue yonder spaces, where podcasts roam free. Or iTunes and all the other podcast apps, too. They don't discriminate.
Stop waiting to launch your show. Get that nugget of an idea out of your head and into other people's ears today. Head over to podstudio1.com to get started.
Clark, why don't you start us off? You've kind of got Davidson/Williamson County covered, right? That's around your neck of the
woods. According to this piece of paper, I do.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
No, but real quick, I want to hit up the hometown, Springfield.
Okay, yeah.
So growing up, you're talking about riding around, checking things out.
Mm-hmm.
There was this one subdivision across from Wally World, Walmart, that this doctor's house.
For those of you who don't know what Wally World is.
Yeah.
He had the most outrageous one I've ever seen. This beats like all these digitized, Winter Wizard, whatever Trans-Siberian Orchestra song you're going to hook it up to.
Yeah.
He, like, had motors hooked up to elves and jack-in-the-boxes popping out of boxes.
Did they have the song Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
No, he didn't. Like he wasn't a redneck with it. He was, okay. he, he and he went with the Christmas spirit and probably had something like Santa's coming to town or something going on.
Gotcha.
But his entire front yard was filled with not just Christmas lights, but all of the different characters and everything that comes with Christmas.
Just homemade animatronics going on.
Homemade animatronics, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese type thing going on, but more awesome with Sweet. Christmas. So, yeah, that's Springfield, Tennessee. Represent.
Represent.
But, yeah, I mean, like in Davidson County, I mean, you've got your two big places. You've got the Opryland Hotel.
Yep.
Been there, done that. It is beautiful.
I was about to say.
Single man, if you want to take a good date, go over there.
And hypothetically, if you're looking at getting engaged, I'm just saying, if you go back and listen to Getting Hitched episode, I think maybe 17.
Sure.
I'm just saying it works.
You totally just threw that number out randomly.
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
But we do have an episode called Getting Hitched, though.
That's what it's about. I speak from experience. If you want to
get engaged, that's what you did, right?
It works
that's
at the Opryland Hotel.
Talking about it.
Yeah, I forgot he did that.
Yeah. So you can go over to Opryland. Just walk on up into the hotel. You don't have to pay for anything. But if you do want to go freeze your bottom off in that ice exhibit, you do have to pay money for that.
Oh, yeah.
And slide
now,
on ice.
You say walk into the hotel.
Well, you don't walk into the hotel.
Right.
I mean, you do. There's
you walk
signs.
Into it. You don't, like, fly into it. You walk into it. But no. there's parking that you can pay for there on the
or
hotels. and this is the stuff you get only from here, the Nashville podcast.
Park at the mall.
Yes, park at Opera Mills close to the ice that Clark just mentioned, and then just walk over. Free parking, free thing, great for the family.
Yep. And then there's Cheekwood over on the west side, right? Isn't that what Cheekwood is?
Yeah.
West Nashville. Big mile-long pathway filled with lights that you walk. You do not drive. Otherwise, you would run over flowers if you drove.
Yeah.
Because it's real.
Have y'all been to Cheekwood?
No, because you got to pay for it.
I was over there right next to it. Yesterday afternoon.
Were you?
But I didn't.
Did you see the lights sparkling from there?
No.
I haven't.
They have real reindeer.
I went to Percy Warner Park over there.
Yeah, okay.
I went over there for a little something. So, but yeah. No, I've never been to Cheekwood though, but I've heard great things.
I've been to a wedding reception there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Ballin'.
No, that was Bill Mead.
Ballin'.
Yeah.
Bill Mead is where I went for that one of those gigs. But, anyways. Yeah, so they've got reindeer, s'mores. All that good stuff.
They got s'mores.
Now, that one's not free, though, right?
No, it is $19 if you are an adult. Apparently, if you're a youth, I don't know where the cutoff is on that. It's 14, and children under 2 are free.
Nice. And that's if you buy in advance.
Correct. $5 more if you buy at the gate.
Sweet. So, yeah. Cheekwood's nice.
But
it's going to be done well.
There's some free gigs down
free
closer to where I live. Forget I like Davidson free. County.
Tell us about it.
There's this place called where you live.
BJ's Christmas Lights on Sunnyside. These guys, they must have been retired because they have spent a lot of time to get these Christmas lights up. And I'm not talking like one or two houses. I'm talking several houses on one road.
What town is this in?
This is down in Brentwood.
Okay.
So you got to go off Franklin Road, you know, US Highway 31.
Yep.
Find this little subdivision called Sunnyside, and you will see so many stinking lights. Just park on the side of the road. They've got little markers that say, hey, please don't park in my yard, or you can park in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And you just walk around and enjoy, and it's awesome.
Okay, so they've got the sidewalk there in the subdivision?
No, there's no sidewalk. You're just taking a chance between you and a car.
Nah.
And they even have little trolleys that come in.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them. I don't know who does the whole trolley business, but, I mean, we just parked. You just go over there, park, walk around, get back in your car and go.
That's cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And there's apparently two other ones that I didn't know about. I'm officially in Spring Hill, not to be confused with my hometown of Springfield.
Yeah.
And there's a place called Lights on Sparrow Street that I need to go check out. It's off Kedron Road. And apparently, according to the sheet here, there's over 20,000 lights, 72 channels of light-o-rama computer control.
Ooh, light-o-rama.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, from Thanksgiving Day through Christmas Day, 4:30 to 10, come on down to Spring Hill.
And that's another one free to just drive through and look at, right?
Just ride around.
That's like a private residence.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Here. I mean, it's Sparrow Street's subdivision road, okay. So I assume so.
Gotcha.
That's in Spring Hill.
Spring Hill.
I try to keep up with all these spring places you talk about.
Yeah, no, and even better is that the zip code for Springfield and Spring Hill differs by one digit. It's even more confusing than
I'm sure
you think.
Postal Service loves that one.
So you grew up in Springfield.
North of Nashville.
And now you live in Spring Hill.
South of Nashville.
Coincidence?
Ooh, baby, it's a wild world.
Oh! Yeah. What about in your neck of the woods, Kyle?
Was that less than 20 seconds?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm out on the north side of town, North Nashville, Sumner County area. Yeah, there's some cool stuff out there, Christmas lights. The big one I know out in Hendersonville, it's Gill's Bright Lights. Yeah, it's a big show out there. Similar, you just kind of drive up and park your car on the side of the road. And it's just at a house.
So just private residents get out and take a gander?
Yeah, you tune your radio station in. And
what?
Yeah, man, it syncs up with the music, and it's cool. It's cool, and it's free, but they do take cash donations. And I know last year what they did was all of the donations that they took in, they donated to Gatlinburg because the fires last year.
Sunnyside did something similar to that. Yeah. I forget who they donated to.
I don't know which one they're doing this year, but I know that they are doing more charity donations.
So, some random guy has his house lit up and you can tune into some radio station and it's linked to that.
Yeah, and it's in the only one either. Yeah, there's a lot of that happening.
They do it big in Sumner County.
A lot of that happening in Sumner County. Yeah. Come on,
might
head
have
north.
To venture up there.
Head north, 65 north. So, yeah. You got that one, Gill's Bright Lights. And then you've also got the Winter Wonderland in 4T, and that's out in Gallatin. It's out in the Fairview Plantation. So it's where all them, them folks that got a few dollars, they live over there. But same deal. It's just at a house. This one's kind of like in the cul-de-sac. And so you can kind of, there's lots of good places to kind of just pull off. Mm-hmm. And see the light show. I went to this one last year with my wife, and it's awesome, man. They had some really good, unique music in with this one. I won't spoil it for you. Trust me.
So wait,
Grandma got run over by reindeer?
Nah, this isn't your non-Christmas music. Your everyday Christmas music. It is Christmas music.
Is it a little Kenny G?
Even better.
What?
Possibly.
Do it.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
What?
The D-O-double-G.
How does he even have Christmas music? Does he know what Christmas is?
He's got him.
The Lion.
So check that one out, too. I'm telling you. It's 1272 Potter Lane. That's in the Fairview Plantation out in Gallatin. Winter Wonderland in 4T. 1272 Potter Lane. You might hear a little Snoop D-O-double-G.
We're going to have to make like the hour drive to go see this. Snoop Dizzle for Shizzle.
You should. Check it out. I just saw on their Facebook page earlier today, I think last night was kind of like the trial run for this year.
Sweet.
So I don't know what they've got planned that's fresh, but last year it was the real deal.
Dang.
It was the real deal. And you know what I did? Can I tell this story? It's a quick one, okay?
Sure.
Here's what I did. See, my birthday is right before Christmas, and my wife's birthday is right after Christmas. So we don't normally get each other Christmas gifts because our birthday is right there. So we just kind of go all out for birthday.
Yeah.
But Clark's boy, Garth Brooks.
GB.
Hadn't been touring in quite some time. Dropped a little something that he was going to do 5 nights in Memphis in February. So I scooped up a couple tickets. And while we were sitting there watching that Christmas light show, bam, hit her with the Garth tickets.
Boom.
Yeah.
What is it? Christmas is so magical outside of the whole reason for the season
thing. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So thanks, 1272 Potter Lane.
Made that birthday gift that much better.
It was Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift, yeah.
Christmas gift I wasn't supposed to get.
Whoops.
It was for both of us, so it was cool. And now you have tickets to Garth.
I do have tickets to Garth, but I bought them myself. I didn't surprise anybody.
I mean, I bought them myself,
You
too.
Can surprise me right now while we're recording.
Not even
maybe?
Close. Nope.
No.
Sorry.
Dadgummit.
But what about Christmas lights over in your neck of the woods? Since you don't have anywhere, do you go?
Yeah. So over in Wilson County, the new big thing this year in Lebanon/Wilson County is you've heard about the lights that used to be next to Opera Mills. They were at the Jellystone RV place.
Oh yeah, I went to that last year too.
Yeah,
that was cool.
How long did you have to wait?
Well, there's a back entrance. There's a backside. You can go around the whole back of it and go come in on the other side. versus where everybody else is coming in.
Yeah.
And you get in a little bit quicker. But nice. We still had to wait for a little while. Yeah. But guess what? It doesn't matter. I just told you about a back entrance that, no longer exists.
Yeah. So this year, they're going to be at the James E. Ward Agriculture Center. That's basically the Wilson County Fairgrounds. So there are quite a bit that's going to be there. I haven't been yet this year. Some of family members have been. They're open from 5 to 10 p.m. Every day, rain or shine. Costs $25 a car. So load as many people as you can into a vehicle. Come on out, $25. Be there, rain or shine. There is something. I think there's a few nonprofits. I think Ronald McDonald's House may be one of them that they're selling some discounted tickets. If you want to do that, it'll help them out. It takes 20 to 30 minutes to drive through it. So you're probably going to get your money's worth out of that, no doubt. They've got lots of different songs to go with it. It's pretty neat. Expect to wait a while. I do know that those that have been there, those that are working it, they say, hey, go ahead and prepare to sit in line for quite some time before you actually enter into the lights. So as long as you have that mentality, then it'll be a good experience. So that's the Dancing Christmas Lights at the Wilson County Fairgrounds.
The Dancing Christmas Lights.
That's right. They dance. Another thing, which is, and I'm sure there's other towns that do this, but the town square in Lebanon, they do a Christmas on the Square. It's pretty neat. This year, it's going to be December the 9th. So coming up, it's going to be from 3 to 7 p.m. It's free to do. There's going to there's going to be a Santa there. There's going to be lots of other things. All the shops on the square are going to be open. Vendors are going to be open. So it's a neat little thing to take part in. They've got stuff for kids, bounce house and stuff like that. So that's pretty neat. As far as wanting to drive around, look at Christmas lights, the big one, it's right off of Highway 109, not too far north from the Highway 70. Highway 109 intersection. It's private residence, but Chad's Winter Wonderland. It's one of those drive-throughs, so you don't park and then walk. You drive through it. There's quite a bit of it. It is going to be open nightly from 6 to 10 p.m. It's $15 per car. But here's the thing. You can turn and go if you want to, or if you want to just drive by. You don't actually have to drive into his residence. You can just drive by the road and take a look at it, but if you do that one, bring cash. There's no credit debit cards that he's going to accept. So bring cash for Chad.
That one of the stats that you have printed out on this paper, it says one of the nation's largest displays of Christmas lights.
Yes.
Is that an actual fact?
That's what old Chad claims. I mean, it's
he tags on 2 million Christmas lights.
It's big. That's for sure.
I wonder if he counted those bad boys, like Russ had to do when that bulb went out on Christmas vacation. Did you count all the bulbs, Russ? Nope.
Is that Clark quoting Clark?
Clark. Man, that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
You're a Griswold fan, aren't you?
Yeah. Big Griswold fan.
Hey, here's one that I didn't print out, at least for Wilson County, is there's some drive-through nativity scenes. There's one that Lebanon Cumberland Presbyterian does that's pretty cool. I don't have the dates on that immediately, but I'm sure you can go to their social media site and be able to find that.
That reminds me of the Woodmont Christian Church nativity scene.
Now that's a big deal. That's where
it is, like, legit.
You go back in time. Yes. It's not drive through. You get out of your vehicle and you
walk around through this
church.
That's
what I'm trying to do. Where's that at?
It's in Franklin, Woodmont Christian Church. It's amazing. Amazing. They've got the whole place looks like it's from 0 BC or whatever you want to call it. It's amazing. They've got all the real animals are there. Everybody's dressed in the garb of that time, supposedly. Yeah.
Like Roman
There's
soldiers
dirt
walking
on
around.
The floor in this church. Yeah, Roman soldiers working around, picking on you and stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I would highly recommend going to that.
Yeah.
I kind of want to check that out.
Hit it up.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going on this year, but there's one in Murfreesboro as well. I can't remember the name of the church that does that, but it's another one of those kind of walk back in time, enter into Bethlehem kind of deals. So it's really cool.
Boom. dude. That hits all the big stuff. And then you can just drive through your neighborhoods.
When's that one at Woodmont? It's like a Sunday afternoon. Oh, yeah. Right?
Sunday, December 10th.
Okay, so that's coming up.
So you got to go to that on that day. It's not like an all time thing.
Yeah.
You definitely need to go to that. It's like, maybe it's not Franklin. It's like South Nashville.
I'm about to say,
because it's on Franklin Road, right? Or what's the other one?
It's not too far from like the Harding intersection, right?
That's it. It's over there. Yeah.
That's cool.
Boom. Christmas lights.
I'm into it.
Yeah, right. You just said you weren't at the beginning.
No, we talked about it. I said I am now. Yeah. That's what I said.
You're all in now? You're going to go decorate your house after this?
No, I'm going to go check out some of these other houses that are already decorated. No, I'm not going to decorate mine. No.
All right.
No. Well, here's the thing, like, to kind of like tattle back into it, to what really matters is concerning the Christmas lights. You know, let's not forget that, yes, the lights are neat and they make for fun, fun memories around this time of year, but let's not forget like the light, which is Christmas, you know, Christ himself, that he is the light that has come down into darkness, that may that message never lose its magic. And growing up in a household, I'll say this, that I grew up in a God-fearing household, but we weren't necessarily church going, if that helps make sense. We may have gone during Easter every year, and that's kind of it. But I do want to get into the tradition and the routine of making sure that my children know, hey, this is what is most joyous about Christmas. This is what we can get the most excited about, of celebrating the fact that God truly came to dwell among us. The promised light coming into the realm of darkness. Just this past week, I was preaching there on Isaiah chapter 9 and the fulfillment that came there in John's gospel, and Luke's as well, Luke's gospel as well, just the quoting there of Isaiah 9. And so definitely don't want to forget that when celebrating this time of year.
Preacher Brody in the house.
Yes, he is.
Preach. Man, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. So now I didn't even know about that nativity scene. I'm all into that.
You got to go.
I'm going to go check that out. You guys should check that out too.
Yeah.
Get around, check out some of these lights we're talking about. Decorate your house. Go watch Christmas Vacation. Get you some ideas.
Yeah.
Home Alone. Don't do anything.
Oh, right. Hey, the Skirmerhorn. In the National Symphony, they're going to do the soundtrack, apparently, of Home Alone.
Is that right?
Dude, that was the 21st,
I believe. Yeah, check that out. That'll be kind of cool.
That's it. There's going to be some Christmas parades going on. Get around some parades.
Yeah.
Have all kinds of fun. You'll be there, Clark.
No,
you'll
be
freezing cold. You'll be out there.
Nope.
I'll be out there December 23rd, the Bethpage Christmas Parade. Y'all don't know anything about that.
Man, y'all doing. Hey. We got the Possum Town Christmas Parade.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I bet Bethpage is similar.
Oh, it's nothing but tractors. That's all it is.
Well, that's ours is a little bit more.
Yeah.
But there are some tractors in the Bethpage one.
That's
for
about
sure.
All well, there is.
You got to have a tractor to pull the wagon, don't you?
There you
that
go.
That everybody's throwing candy off of.
See?
There's no wagons.
Candy.
It's just tractors. Tractors and people driving their ATVs on the road.
Oh, boy.
Well, you guys got anything else?
That's all. I'm done.
That's good.
Awesome. Hey, we appreciate you guys listening. Check us out next time. We'll see you.
Hey, if you liked what you heard and want more, subscribe on the Apple Podcast app or in Google Play.
Also, if you want to watch us act like goofballs while talking about sports and other events that happened over the weekend, check out our Leftover Lunch YouTube channel by searching Leftover Lunch Podcast on YouTube.
And for everything else, check out leftovernashville.com or find us on Twitter and Instagram at leftoverlunch_, as well as Leftover Lunch on Facebook.